Well, good evening and welcome to Voices of the Sacred Feminine, whether you're across town or across the globe. I want to thank you for joining me tonight at this special time on this special day for this special feature. It's called Goddess Advocates. What color is your candle? Have you reconciled your spirituality and your politics? Well, that snippet opening the show tonight was Tharsis by a group called Son of the Widow. So what color is your candle? That's a metaphor, of course. Do you know the consequences of your choices? Are you thinking about where you're directing your energy and will? Have you taken stock to be sure you've reconciled your spirituality and politics? Or are you enabling those who don't really have your back to oppress or devalue you? Do you really know who has your back? Who has your economic and spiritual interests at heart? Well, maybe you've heard me talk about this before, but it bears repeating at this crucial time. These are important questions. So I invite you to listen with an open mind and heart, and I hope you'll share this with friends and ask them to listen. With the presidential election less than 2 months away, have you considered if your spirituality and politics are in sync? Are you voting for both your economic and spiritual interests? I ask that because it's so important. Noted authors have pointed out that oftentimes our community has not connected the dots, and there is actually a disconnect between the values and ideals of earth-based spirituality or the sacred feminine in one's political affiliation. Or worse, some scholar friends have said that this disconnect is out there and people aren't worried about it because it actually allows them to be unaccountable. Well, perhaps you might like to take stock and think this through and see if your spiritual and political beliefs are in alignment before you cast that all-important vote this November. Are you walking your talk? So consider this. Goddess Advocates value women's rights, whether that is the right to control her body or her right to be treated fairly in her job or career. Women have been the victims of institutionalized discrimination when it comes to pay for years, not receiving equal pay for equal work. President Obama signed legislation the first day he was in office to help women fight this discrimination, contrary to Republicans who constantly vote down legislation to help women receive economic parity. Likewise, it is President Obama who was standing up for women who want to retain the rights to their bodies, while Republicans have spent the last 2 years trying to make it harder for women to get contraception, obtain an abortion, and retain control over their reproductive health. They are the vaginal probe party. You've heard them talk about just put an aspirin between your knees. Republicans are against abortion even in the case where the life of the mother is at stake. Now think about that. Think about that. That is literally reducing a woman's life, her womb, to an incubator or receptacle that can have the plug pulled in favor of an unborn fetus. Goddess Advocates, being part of earth-based spirituality, well, they're the natural caretakers and warriors for Mother Earth. Republicans are constantly trying to find ways to dissolve the EPA, or Environmental Protection Agency, which regulates big business that pollutes the water and air. Flawed as it may be, the EPA is the gatekeeper standing between the interests of the American people and the corporations that would poison the environment for their profit. Let's fix the EPA. Let's not destroy it so corporations can run amok and we suffer the consequences with the rape of Mother Earth. Goddess Advocates should be a reflection of the values of the sacred feminine, namely equality, justice, partnership, balance, peace, sharing, caring. Clearly, if you've been paying attention, it's the Democratic Party who is the champion of not just women, but minorities, gays, and immigrants. No doubt you saw the many colored faces peering out at you when the Democrats had their convention, compared to the all-white Republican convention. Democrats have been trying to protect the social safety net so we have some assurances in our quality of life, while Republicans want to privatize everything and leave us at the mercy of the Wall Street casino. Republicans have been mostly anti-gay and in the pocket of right-wing Christians who believe gays are an abomination. They want to cut food stamps, the minimum wage, and unemployment compensation. I'm sure you've heard about Mitt Romney talking about the moochers, the 47%. It's a shame that the people don't know he's talking about them, because you're in that 47% that Romney talked about. If you have ever gotten food stamps, unemployment benefits, veterans benefits, if you've gotten a student loan, if you've gotten SSI, if you've gotten Social Security, you know, that you worked for all your life and you paid into, if you've gotten Medicare, Medicaid. It's the Democrats who want health care for us all, as all the other modern countries in the world have, while Republicans want to keep us at the mercy of big business, the health care industry. Goddess advocates value education, critical thinking, or an anti-intellectual. We don't support a party who would destroy the Department of Education and defund schools for the poorest and most vulnerable among us. Clearly, it's been the conservatives and Republicans who have stacked the Supreme Court, giving us the George Bush, Dick Cheney administration, which lied us into the Iraq War, which companies like Halliburton have used to make billions of dollars from now that war is privatized. Not only did we go to war with the wrong country, Bush admitted in a videotape they stopped looking for bin Laden. And despite the spin from the right and Fox News, bin Laden was killed on Obama's watch, and that SEAL team went in to get him on Obama's order. And we have had no terrorist attacks while Obama has been in office. Clearly, it's been the conservative-leaning Supreme Court appointed by Republicans that has given us Citizens United, designating corporations as people, allowing them to spend countless billions of dollars buying politicians' elections and effectively our democracy. We don't even know where all that money's coming from. It could be coming from a foreign country. It could be coming from people who want to see the demise of the middle class or the demise of the United States. If Republicans get the White House and we get another conservative on the Supreme Court, the rights of average people could totally dissolve. We've seen how the deck has been stacked in the favor of corporations over people in the last 5 years, with the court having 5 conservatives and 4 moderate or liberal judges. One more conservative appointed to the Supreme Court by Republicans, and it will be our demise. President Obama has been pushing for fairness and for bipartisanship. He wants to rebuild the middle class that has been decimated by Republican trickle-down economics and tax cuts for the rich. We have the biggest income disparity in this country between rich and poor since before the Great Depression, and Republican policies only want to further enrich the wealthiest in the country on the lie that these people will create jobs. Well, they haven't created jobs. They have used their wealth to buy our democracy. They have shipped jobs overseas to countries where people make a pittance, where people don't have any protections in the workplace. They are Wall Street that destroyed our economy with their risk-taking, and Republicans want to privatize your Social Security benefits and leave it to Wall Street. Sounds like a ticket for disaster for you and me, and a windfall for the wealthy. Well, recently it was described very clearly. Democrats look at Americans and see people and workers that needs rights and protections. Republicans look at Americans and see customers they can make money from. I don't know about you, but I am tired of feeling like prey. If you'd like to investigate this premise I've put forth a bit more, I invite you to listen to the short video on ecofeminist spirituality for a sustainable future, a.k.a. Goddess is a Democrat. Because until we can get religion out of politics, we need to counter the influence of patriarchy and Bible ecology that pervades our politics. We have had enough of the authoritarian God. It's time for the mother. And before you get caught up in the subtitle, Goddess is a Democrat, I invite you to first just listen to the content of the talk. I think you'll think it makes a lot of sense if you just listen. And you can find it by going to my website, KarenTate.com. I believe on the first page of the website there, you can click on my YouTube channel. Or if you'd like to read it rather than watch me give the talk, on my articles page, you can click on the article that is Ecofeminist Spirituality for a Sustainable Future, a.k.a. Goddess is a Democrat. Well, thank you, listeners, for being with me tonight for the two special features that I've shared with you. And I hope you'll be with me Wednesday for our regular show. Lisa Levart will be with us. She has a wonderful coffee table book out that has definitely put Goddess back in the minds of many. Also, we have blogger SH with us, and that stands for Subservient Husband, a gentleman out there who's a listener of our show who wants to talk about his choice in being a subservient husband. Obviously, we're going to be talking about shifting gender roles. So thank you very much. I hope you will go out and vote. I hope you will consider what I've said. I hope that you will share this with your friends. Perhaps it'll help you plead the case if you feel as I do. Good night.
See.